Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Feels like we've taken a violent left turn into oncoming traffic at this point in the morning, Jim, because it's being reported by multiple national sources as well as sources close to the Marlins that not only has their game been canceled tonight against the Orioles in Miami, I think I misspoke earlier and said the Yankees, but their opener, home opener against the Orioles in Miami has been canceled. Their team is still isolating in Philadelphia as 10 additional tests between players and staffers, 10 additional positive tests have come in since yesterday when they had four positive tests. And the Marlins, who were in Philadelphia this weekend, as I mentioned, playing the Phillies, that visiting clubhouse at Citizens Bank Park was supposed to be occupied by the Yankees today to play the Phillies. So what now? Do we cancel those two games, those two series between the Yankees and Phils and the Marlins and Orioles? Does baseball shut it all down? What do we do at this point? I don't even know what to think.
Yeah, I don't know. Was it 14, as you mentioned, that tested positive now? And well, actually, I was going to say we have, well, McCutchen and Walker are on the Phillies. Jehe got cut. But and I don't know if Papa Francisco is still there or not. So how does that – and you're right about the Phillies and the Yankees are coming in, and then you've got the hotel where the Marlins still are, apparently. So the Yankees would presumably be – you'd figure they would have been staying on a different floor anyway. But still, you've got hotel staff that was exposed to the Marlins, that was exposed, and here we go. And really the feeling I get here, although this is much more advanced, but – It was right at the end of my time working in Florida when my last day covering a game was, I think actually the second to last game the Pirates ended up having was in Lakeland against the Tigers. And it was that was the first point that we saw these little, you know, you got to stay 6 feet away from this guy and we're going to bring this guy out to the podium. And Derek Holland came out after he pitched. And then there were only like a handful of us that were there covering the Pirates, but we maintained some sort of distance. Although at the time, we didn't really think that much of it and kind of poo-pooed the whole idea of that. But man, this, and how quickly do you get tests back? Apparently they got them back pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I think the four positives yesterday stemmed from Friday and Saturday tests. From what I read, and I would guess these 10 additional positives stem from tests in the last 24 to 48 hours as well. This makes me wonder if they can pull sports off right now anyway. I don't know about the NFL in the fall. We're still a month and a half away from them kicking off any games. But it makes me wonder, Jim, if they can pull this off without a bubble. The NBA has reduced positives to under 10% of their tests. They've all been in Orlando, and even if you've got Lou Williams going out to Magic City and getting nabbed for it and being put in quarantine for 2 weeks, it seems like for the most part people are behaving themselves. I suspect the same will probably happen with the NHL in Edmonton and Toronto, but people traveling across the country and possibly infecting other teams, and then like we talk about, the Yankees come into that very same clubhouse after the Marlins have been there, it quickly makes the possible spread exponential. And if we want to see baseball, it may be a matter of how do we isolate these teams? Is that even at all possible right now?
No. Well, you can isolate the teams, but then what happens, you know, with a team that they're supposed to play? So they don't have any games, and then, you know, how
it's
quickly
a chain reaction
people
very
be
quickly.
Cleared? Yeah, it doesn't take long for it to just kind of mushroom. It'll be And I know our friend Jason Mackey put it pretty well in a succinct tweet where, you know, if you're Major League Baseball, if you shut it down now, then you're overreacting. But if you proceed and then there's another outbreak with another team, then you're negligent. So it's a very difficult and tenuous situation right now.
I want to hear what people think. If you want to chime in, please do so on the text line or on the phone at 412-928-9370. 10 additional positive tests for the Marlins in addition to the four that came up over the weekend. They have canceled their game against the Orioles in Miami tonight and will continue to isolate in Philadelphia. The Phillies were supposed to play the Yankees or are supposed to play the Yankees tonight at Citizens Bank Park. I think I have a solution that sits somewhere in the middle, at least temporarily. We could talk about that and also what you think should happen at this point with baseball and the Marlins in particular and the teams that may be affected that they've been in contact with. That next here on the Fan Morning Show. We've got an outbreak amidst the Miami Marlins. They had four positive tests come back yesterday, another 10, including a couple of coaches, come back this morning as they were isolating in Philadelphia. After their conclusion of their opening series against the Phillies yesterday in Philadelphia, and they were planning on flying back to Miami this morning. That not happening. They will continue to stay in Philadelphia and not travel back to Miami. Their game against the Orioles tonight at Marlins Park has been canceled. This is tough. I instantly, and producer Matt and I, you and I talked about this during the break, I'm instantly transported back to like early March when we got the news that Rudy Gobert tested positive and it felt like the sports world came to a grinding halt. I don't know if we're at that point where everything comes to a grinding halt. I do think we're at the point where you need to take, it feels like we need to take the Marlins and the Phillies who played against each other this weekend, set them aside and say, you know what, maybe you guys sit it out for a few days while we do some really rapid, comprehensive testing.
Hey, it's me. I'm just going to have to.
Okay, we lost Jim for just a second, it sounds like. But I think that's what it comes down to now. So I would take this Marlins-Orioles series, set it to the side. Just cancel it. Cancel the three games. Tell them they can make those games up when they meet again later in the season, if they get an opportunity to meet again later in the season. And then take the Yankees and Phillies, for that matter, and set that series aside and say, you know what, those three games, we're going to put you two teams on pause. Is it necessarily fair to the Orioles and Yankees? Maybe not, but guess what? Nothing's fair at this point. You're just trying to get a 60-game season off the ground in the midst of a global pandemic, and you've got one team coming up with about 14 positive tests in a matter of 48 to 72 hours, so we're going to do what we have to do. And again, we'll make those games up later in this two-month sprint if we have to. If it includes seven-inning doubleheaders, so be it. Whatever, we do what we got to do. But with not shutting... Short of shutting everything down again in Major League Baseball, Jim, the only possible solution I see, if you really want to maintain some level of safety, if you want to slow down the spread of this thing, you tell the Marlins, you guys sit there for a few days while we figure out what to do with you and we continue to test you. Same thing goes for the Phillies. And unfortunately, your opponents, to be the Orioles and Yankees, will have to miss their scheduled series against you. And we reevaluate in another 24 hours and then 48 hours.
That may be the only way to do it. And I know that, you know, the reaction has been, and good for them. You know, the NHL players are now in their bubbles and the NBA is kind of, you know, self-quarantined in Orlando. And they have been for a while and it seems to be working. I don't know how you would play an outdoor sport in a bubble. And to go back to, you know, where would they have done it? I just don't think it was practical with Major League Baseball to try to do it in a bubble unless they had, you know, separated out to what? Well, they talked about 3 10 team leagues, maybe 5 6 team leagues, and just play nothing but divisional baseball in I guess it would be 6 5 team divisions, right? You could do that. And then just all you do is you play your own teams in a division in a bubble. You need 6 bubbles. Where are you going to do it? You're going to do it in Arizona? You're going to do it in Florida, Texas? That's where it's the worst right now. It's easy to picture it right now. And, you know, like Jason's tweet said, you don't want to overreact to this thing right now. But it seems like it, maybe not an overreaction, but your idea maybe is the only way to go.
I just scrolling through Twitter as we're talking, Jim, and Craig Riley, I think, hit the frustration nail right on the head with this. How did these sports leagues in other countries pull it off, and we only made it 3 days? He bet on three different soccer leagues across the world. They never came close to shutting down. He bet Korean baseball. They've got limited numbers of fans back in the stands. What are they doing that we're not? I mean, I have an idea, but it just it's frustrating as hell to be at this point where – yeah, exactly. And it's frustrating as hell to be at this point where it feels like – it felt like we were getting something off the ground, right? We were finally getting things off the ground. And again – I think it can still work with the NBA in a bubble. I think it can still work with the NHL in a couple of hub cities. But if you're not in a bubble right now, if you're not isolating every single player, I don't know how you pull this off right now, given the way things are going. Not hopeful. I think maybe if you're Major League Baseball, you try a solution where you hold those four teams out right now for at least the next few days and see where things go from here. But again, if you're just checking in this morning, I should say, the Marlins, another 10 positive tests this morning, which brings to a total of 14 over the last 48 hours or so. So they will not be traveling back home to Miami to play the Orioles tonight. We'll see what the Phillies, who played the Marlins this weekend at Citizens Bank Park, decide to do about their series that is supposed to start tonight against the Yankees.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.